So now we know what the quarter-final draw is going to be, and if you want, I'll give it out and let the listeners know here. It's okay. The draw is Saracens play Glasgow, Racing play Toulouse, wait for this one, Leinster play Ulster, and Edinburgh play Munster.
That is...
Very interesting draws there, that the two French teams have drawn each other. Two Irish sides, Leinster and Ulster, have drawn each other. Munster make the trip to Edinburgh, difficult enough, and Glasgow haven't had to play Saracens twice in their rounds, now have to play them again. But I'm really looking forward. I think that Leinster-Ulster game could be an absolute cracker, because we think back to 5 or 6 years ago whenever Ulster drew Munster down in Thomond Park, and nobody thought anybody could beat Munster in Thomond Park, and Ulster managed to come away with a result that day and got to the final, but Leinster beat them in the final. I do hope for the rugby public, both north and south, the park, that the match is played at the Aviva. It'd be an awful shame to go to the RDS where you can only have 18 or 19,000. Well, I would imagine that Leinster-Ulster game would attract at least 30, 35,000 at a minimum.
It will be a little bit of an advantage to Leinster, but Ulster will go down there with no fear. They found a little bit of form of late, and well, a pep on their step, no doubt, Talik.
Well, you know, at the start of whenever the draw was made, and you looked at it, I mean, they were in a group along with the Scarlets and Racing 92, both who were semi-finalists last year, and also Leicester, who have got a big reputation as one of the big English clubs, and certainly Ulster's performance in the Pro 14 leading up to the start of it, they did get that very good result at the Kingspan when they beat Leicester. They were well beaten by Racing and Paris, which a lot of teams do. But then I think the turning point from this particular competition was the back-to-back wins against the Scarlets. They went over to Wales, they beat the Scarlets. The following week, they beat them to Kingspan. So all of a sudden, they had 3 wins out of 4. Then last Saturday, of course, up at the Kingspan, the icing on the cake whenever they beat Racing. And yesterday, I didn't see the game live because obviously it was up at Oma. I heard the last 20 minutes coming home in the car, and I had to be very careful that I kept her on the road, because it certainly was an exciting game. And at one stage, when I left the Oma Rugby Club, Ulster were 13-0 down. When I switched my radio on 5 minutes later, they were 14-13 ahead, and I thought Jim Neely had got it slightly wrong. But a great result, you know, and to win 5 games out of 6 in Europe is tremendous, and I think they'll be delighted to look forward to that Leinster game. I always say, as far as Leinster's concerned, someday they have to have a bad day. And maybe they might have a bad day on that day. Who knows?
Well, looking at today's performance, Leinster were steamrolling Wasps at halftime, 20-0, and Wasps came back. They scored 19 points to 37. Maybe Leinster took the foot off the gas a little bit. How much can Ulster look into that to find where they're going to beat Leinster?
Oh, I think, I mean, okay, they scored 3 tries, but I think, as you say, whenever they didn't really have to worry, because, you know, a win was enough for them, because that gave them the 24 points. The bonus point was 25, but it made no difference. They were always going to finish in third position because the other sides, because Racing had 26. But, no, I don't think Ulster will be fooled at all. I think Dan McFarlane, Jared Payne, all the Ulster players, Rory Best, Ian Henderson, they know these guys inside out. They know what Leinster are made of, and they know that if you play Leinster, you have to be 100% on the ball the whole 80-plus minutes, because they are a side who can just rip you apart in the space of 2 or 3 minutes. One missed tackle, one missed place pass, bang, they're over for a try. No, I think it's a great challenge for Ulster, and certainly for the younger players that are coming through this year. What a great game to look forward to. You know, the quarter-final of a Heineken Cup against the champions, let's not forget. Leinster hold the trophy at the moment. No, I don't think, Parik, that there'll be anybody up at Ulster will be getting fooled by that result today. They know very, very well that it's 100% or you'll get nothing from the game.
It's one that we're going to really look forward to. Just before we go, Munster as well continue their good form, and Connacht, they prevail as well, and delighted with their performances in Europe also.
Oh, I mean, it's tremendous that the four Irish provinces are all through to the quarterfinals. And, you know, I think it makes a bit of a mockery of this thing we keep hearing about the championship in England and the Pro 14 in France, how good it is and how good it is. All of a sudden, you know, the Pro 14 is a secondary competition. Well, if it's a secondary competition, it's very strange that we've got three Irish provinces and two Scottish teams in the last eight. So I think five out of eight would sort of undermine the argument that the Pro 14 is not a good competition.
It definitely is. Now, looking more at local rugby, I suppose we'll start at the game you were at yesterday. City of Derry beaten by the top team, Ballina. Ballina are in fine form. They've played nine. They've won eight of those, got into yesterday's game. It was a big challenge for City of Derry. And, well, the table toppers came away with a victory, Alec.
Yeah, I mean, I was, as you said, I was up at Oma yesterday, but I was getting on my links back to the studio. Chris was keeping me updated as to the scores. At one stage, Derry had, it was 5 points to three to Ballina, 13-5 or 13-3, I think, at half time. Pardon me, but I was talking to one of the young lads this morning I met who was playing, and he said, really, in the second half, the wheels came off. I think defensively, their defence just fell apart, and Ballina ran in, as you say, the 39 points. I think it was five tries they scored in that last half hour. But this is unfortunately what's been happening to City of Derry this year. I mean, next week they're home to Tullam or Middleton, and that's not going to get any easier. Middleton's second in the table. And at the moment, with Thoburn winning on Friday night, they beat Brough, which was a bit of a surprise. Derry's in 8th place at the moment on 13 points, but Thoman have 12 points. Tullamore, who were just a point ahead, they got a thing. So at the moment, you know, it's very, very tight, and the game that Derry plays Sea Point, who are bottom of the table, could be a real game that decides what could happen. But at the moment, things are not good at the moment for City of Derry. They, as I said, they've Middleton next week, and they just have to keep going. They don't get any easier, because this is not an easy league.
Well, one side, Alec, that things are going well for is the game you were at yesterday. It was Oma who got the home victory against Bangor, and, well, rightly so, 25-18 it finished, and a good victory for the Oma side.
Very good victory. At one stage it was 25 points, they got 7-10, 25 points to 8. They had three tries in the first half and maybe should have had a couple more, but their back line yesterday again were absolutely tremendous. But I was slightly disappointed in Bangor. I saw them against City of Derry, but they just could not cope with the pace of the Oma side. They have a big pack, but it didn't make any difference. And once Oma spread the ball out wide, they scored really well. And I mean, if you're talking about statistics, that's Oma's 8th victory out of 11, and they now lie in 3rd place in that league with 33 points. So as far as the Tyrone men are concerned, they're flying in that particular league, unlike their counterparts down in Judges Road.
Moving closer to the northwest and to Letterkenny, they recorded a victory yesterday, 29-17, against the Belfast High School in the Rugby Championship 3. Strabane had a heavy defeat yesterday at home to Monaghan. It ended 3 points for Strabane, 50 points for Monaghan. So good for Letterkenny, bad for Strabane.
Very good. Letterkenny, as I said last week, Kaporik are really going well. I think that must be at least four or five victories out of the last six. And they're really on a roll, and they're beating decent sides. I mean, Belfast High School are no easy team, and certainly that 29-17 result was tremendous. Don't know what's happened at Strabane. They won the first four games and this last couple of games, whether they had a lot of injuries or players not available, but I mean, that is I know Monaghan are a big side, but Monaghan were travelling up to Strabane, and 50 points to 3 is a very, very big defeat in that one. Two other quick ones, you know, were Cavan. They beat Civil Service 27-25 in Virginia. They lost out to Newry by 8 points to 13. And just to add, Porrick, in Division 2B, I should have said, Rainey, who have been flying in that league, all of a sudden went to Dungannon yesterday, the bottom side, and were beaten 26-3. So it lets you see, in rugby, as in all sports, there's no guarantees.
Moving forward to next weekend, Alec, what can we look forward to?
Well, I mean, the Pro 14 is back next weekend, although none of the international players will be on the teams, because obviously now, believe it or not, those guys who were battered and bruised yesterday, today, they'll be heading down now to Dublin for Joe Smith's training camp of 2 weeks prior to the Ireland-England game. You know, let's face it, Saturday week starts the Six Nations. It seems amazing that it's round as much. As far as rugby goes, the AIL, it will continue. Oma, they will travel to Sea Point. City of Derry are home to Middleton, and all the junior sides as well, they'll have competition. But it's another pretty good week for rugby, and certainly a build-up now. When you look at it, that there's four of the Irish provinces that are through to European quarterfinals. I would think Eddie Jones, who's been doing a lot of spoofing about the Irish team at the moment, I think he'll be a slightly worried man, because I can't wait for Saturday week to see how Ireland and England get on down at the Aviva.